could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this show tonight, this afternoon. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. Today, broadcast / Bible study. That's where we are. It's all connected. It's all connected. I saw a movie or a preview. I don't remember what it was, actually. Anyway, what I saw was, some long time ago, where these people were in this dark, mean old forest. All these bad little things going on in the forest. And one of them or something said, we need to see the light. Oh, okay. I thought, oh gosh, here we go, the New Age stuff again. So he starts climbing this tree. Picks the tree, starts climbing the top of it. And finally gets over the canopy of the forest. And he sees a whole new world. Above the trees. He sees the sun, he sees the light, and etc. Well, not going to the New Age side, but using the analogy, what is below, what was below him were trees and darkness. Unawareness, fear, worry, all that. And when he climbed above the trees, he saw what was really out there. That's sort of what we are involved here. Is they want us to keep looking at the trees. The darkness. The light that you see is Jesus Christ. There is no other. No other. The only light there is Jesus. Everything else below the canopy is all controlled. I mean everything. You won't find one thing controlled. Even in your personal lives, it's all controlled. I'm going to talk about that today. That's why I don't get caught up in the tree of Ferguson and Brown or Bundy Ranch or the entire New World Order or the bankers, blah, 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 those bankers, those mean, dirty bankers. Too many trees. People aren't seeing the forest. Or Rodney King. Or Fukushima. Or whatever else they come popping up with. All that is to get you kept in the forest, not to see the light above the canopy. To make you seem that you can't climb that tree. To keep you deceived by lying about the King James Bible. By infiltrating the churches totally. And education completely. And misgivings and so-called theories that keeps changing by the decade of science, really. They keep changing it. They can't make up their mind how old the universe really is. You should drink 8 glasses of water. Oh, no, that's too much now. Coffee is good for you. Coffee is bad for you. Smoking is good for you. Smoking is bad for you. That can't make up their mind. Notice they keep changing. What hasn't changed? In its own, King James Bible hadn't changed since 1611. Misspelt words, but that's all it was. The additions was to correct the spelling of the printing press. That was all. No revisions. All other Bibles ever been produced comes from one source. That's the Vatican. And they got their source from Origen, a Greek philosopher. Greek philosopher? Yes. A Greek philosopher. That in itself is a telltale. Philosophy lies. Philosophy is deceiving. Philosophy is a bush. Not even a... no pun intended. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, philosophy is a bush. You say, which bush? All of them. In any case, family, everything that's going on today, everything, I mean everything, you will not name one, food, water, air, okay? TV, politics, religion, finance, philosophy, the arts, politics as a given. All of them, everything, and can be proven. You can deny it if you want to, but when you ask for proof, it's all there. Deny it all you want. Denial is subjective. The evidence is objective. God has set standards that must be followed. And this is what's going on today is the supernatural. I will have to admit that when it's called a prison planet, it is exactly that. But family, there's a light above the canopy, and that is Jesus. He's already won at the cross of Calvary. That was a great dividing point. Before the cross of Calvary, Satan was in control, totally. Satan was in control the whole time. Until Jesus Christ gave us that light, someone climbed to the top of the trees and saw that the sun is out there. That there is hope. And Jesus provided that tree. He provided that one to climb that tree, so to speak. But this one was hung on a tree. He gives you all the light. The light is the King James Bible. That's the scriptures. That's the law. That's the fulfillment of the law is Jesus. But you still have to go through this tribulation until the judgment seat of Christ. And to get there, you must be born again. Now they're attacking the doctrine of the Bible. They come up with all this nonsense about even the scriptures say it was wrong, Deuteronomy 4:2 and Jeremiah 8:8. They cherry pick, twist, and this is inside the churches. Totally corrupted. Every single church. You might find one or two, but very, very few churches are left. I'm going to talk a lot about that today. And some current news and break it down for you. If you'd like, I shall. Then you make up your own mind. I have an epiphany to talk about that came upon me today. And it's quite lengthy, but it ties everything together. I just got it this morning. I'll share it, and you decide yourself. Let's get started. Lord, thank you for today. Father, we do thank you for Jesus Christ, Lord, that he died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Bible, that King James Bible that you've given to us by those men that were righteous, guided by your Holy Spirit, guided by your Son, Jesus, and guided by your hand. Lord, we pray for our family members, for those that's lost, Father, those that are on that verge, those that need healing, Father, we pray for them. We pray for ourselves, Lord. I pray for myself that, Lord, you'll convict me when I fall away, when I have these thoughts and so forth. Lord, you'll forgive me of these thoughts. And Lord, convict me of anything I do that might be unpleasing in your sight. Father, to listen, we pray. I pray, Lord, that you'll listen to prayers today. Of those being prayed now out loud, and Father, those that you hear silently in each one's hearts. That you'll answer those prayers, Lord, if it be your will and in your wisdom. Father, we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon your watchmen and upon your elect, that, Lord, that they'll come out and speak the truth, sound off with the sound of your scriptures to ring upon the heart, to bring those on the verge, Father, back to you. And Father, for those that need that witness, confirmation, that Father will accept Jesus Christ through your conviction of their heart, to bring them to that point. Lord, we pray for today. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless these broadcasts and these Bible studies. And Father, we pray for those that are contemplating the suicide, the evil spirit of suicide, Lord, that you'll counter that with the Holy Spirit, with divine appointments, to counteract these drugs and medications being given to people, to counteract these vaccinations that's being shoved in them, and your Holy Spirit, Lord, to cure people. And Father, we pray for the return of Jesus Christ, that this evil will be ended once and for all. But Father, we pray for the wisdom to see the end times events as they unfold in the true sense. In all these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, do y'all not see? Some of you probably do, probably could do better than I could, I guess. Y'all not see possibly the routine similarity of Kent State, Tinian Square, Rodney King, Trayvon Martin, Bundy Ranch. They come, they go. It's a test to see where the culture is residing where the culture is located in the 8 steps of Tyler's plan. I plan on getting to that. I plan on getting to the plan, one of them, today. That this is all being orchestrated. This is why I don't get so involved in spending 30 minutes talking about Trayvon Martin or Bundy Ranch or the Brown situation going on, any of those. I don't get caught up in that rah, rah, rah stuff. Because family, it's all pre-planned almost exactly like a TV reality show. It's scripted out. You understand this? It's scripted out. They know how it's going to turn out. They have their minions on the white folks' side and the black folks' side. They got them all seated and ready to go. They've trained their marchers. Oh, you have some rogue ones out there. The ones that's covered up are ones that they've seen before and could, and are more than likely cops anyway, that are Freemasons. You have good cops out there. You have good people that want to help people and so forth, like nurses. But you have nurses, too, that are Wicca. You have school teachers that are Wicca. You've got good teachers who want to help people. You have good nurses who want to help people. You've got good military personnel who want to help people. But they're caught in the middle with this Wicca, with satanic worshipers of the highest level that can hire and fire. That's reality. You have the Freemasons at the highest level that when the lower level comes in, first and second, third degree, they make a show of a King James Bible of their sort. And make a show that they're Christian, which they're not. But they make the new initiates, the first 3 degrees, believe it. They use all the key words. They lie to them the first 3 degrees. Out and out, just lie. Total evil. Covered over by good deeds. Now you know why God says in Isaiah that good deeds are as filthy as rags. Because they're to hide the evil. They use philanthropy to cover over. Philanthropy meaning they may fund a disaster. That too. They may fund the relief of a disaster or like the Rockefellers did in the Colorado Iron and Fuel massacre that they performed themselves. They formed the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund to cover over it, to give relief to the victims after they murdered them. Then they give them money to keep them shut. Isn't that something? There's like 3 massacres in that period of time that the Rockefellers were behind. Still around. Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church are the biggest murderers since the 16th century and before. Still around. I don't hold much back. And I don't work for anybody. I stay completely neutral. The best I can. I mean, sometimes you can't just be an island. You know what I'm talking about. But I keep my name off of petitions and signings of this, that, and the other. So I don't know who's pulling why, who's behind the scenes. So I just don't get involved. Because I focus on what Jesus wants me to do, as everybody else that would follow him. I'm nobody special. But we have an unbelievable, hypocritical situation going on here in past centuries. Yeah, that covers quite a bit, don't it? You think of the mass murders of our history. You think of an individual. And the list of mass murders, it would be 4 or 5 as a mass murder. Or it could be like that individual up there in Norway. You know, he murdered how many hundreds of people or something like that. Or Jim Jones, who was a Jesuit. Hey, about that, huh? Jim Jones was a Jesuit. 900 people. Just think back of all the mass murders. And they have names, don't they? And they put them in jail or prison. Richard Speck, and just name them all. You know, I could look them up here on the internet and just pound them off for you. Internet knows. About the mass murders in history. And they go to jail if they catch them, right? They make a big deal out of it. They on the news. So forth. I'm leading up to something. If you haven't guessed it already. But talk about hypocrisy. Let me tell you about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, when you know that they arrest mass murderers, and we see how evil mass murderers are, you can name them off. They talk about their childhood, and they did this and did that and all that about them. And psychologists get up, they write books about them. They make money off the books, I guess. You have Charles Manson in there because he, you know, Sharon Tate murders, and he's still in touch with the government, by the way. They use him to coordinate the street gangs today. That's another story. He keeps getting cell phones. He's coordinating the mass havoc yet to happen. Oh, they're not done with him. They use him. Like Mandela is another one. Mandela. He's no hero. Mandela, he couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a real McCoy. He's a real peacemaker. Mandela is nothing but a murderer. He's a Knights of Malta, a member of the Knights of Malta. Mandela. A liar and a cheater and a murderer. And yet we hold these people in high esteem. Put them in prison to protect him. Mass murderers. We think of Pol Pot. What's some others? Saddam Hussein, I guess. But in doing so, we seem to gloss over some others. Now, that's not right. There's something wrong with that. Who am I talking about? Well, how about Churchill? He's a mass murderer with J.P. Morgan. How come they're not in prison? How come they were put in prison? Mass murder, exactly, to the same identification. Colonel Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British First Lord of Admiralty, Winston C. Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City. It was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammo, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan. They did all that just to set it up so they could kill 1,201 lives, innocent, so they'd start World War I. That's why they murdered all those aboard the Lusitania, by design. Willful murder. Because, and it included also Williams Jennings Bryant and President Woodrow Wilson. See, they were warned by the German government not to use it for carrying weaponry and so forth. That was the setup. That was the remedy. And yet still working together. Wilson and Bryan did nothing about the selling of Lusitania, knowing it was all loaded down. So as planned, when the ship entered the English Channel, May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania, leaving it set in dock. Is sunk by three German U-boats as planned. 1,201 innocent lives were lost. 1,201 lives were murdered by J.P. Morgan. By Winston C. Churchill, who was, by the way, a Knights of Malta. Yes, he was. And you know one well-known author of a book on Lusitania called it, quote, "the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas," Colin Simpson. Rockefellers have murdered millions of people. The Bushes have been murdering since 1915. Samuel Bush, Prescott, George Bush, and then the other George Bush. Clinton, Kosovo. People that knew about the drug business that CIA is running in Arkansas were murdered, 70 or 80 of them. 70 or 80 of them. CIA, all they do is murder anyway. They'll take out a village and not even think twice about it. Truman murdered citizens of Hiroshima and Nagasaki after they were already surrendering in the Vatican. The Vatican knew it, ordered Truman to murder all of them in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Ooh, I could just go on and on and on. Mass murders. St. Bartholomew Massacre in the 16th century by the Jesuits, Roman Catholic Jesuits. 100,100 innocent lives were murdered by the Jesuits in St. Bartholomew Massacre for nothing but because they were Christians, French Huguenots. Murdered. Slaughtered. 50 to 68 million people. 50 to 68 million innocent people were slaughtered by the Vatican between 1200 AD and 1800 AD. Slaughtered. Let's talk about mass murders. Now you see what I'm talking about here. Something's not right. Something's wrong. Because it's sanctioned murder, that's why. Now, I probably could, if I was in an auditorium, I probably could hear a pin drop about now, I do suspect. And that's okay with me. Because I'm getting tired of this hypocrisy. And you all up there at the highest level, the Joint Chief of Staff, and you at the Council of Foreign Relations, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I don't see how you sleep at night. I really don't. You forgot you were second lieutenants and ensigns, didn't you? You forgot you went to college with friends and so forth and so on. Class reunions along the way, shaking hands and knowing you're lying to them. It's pathetic. Yes, it is. Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950, wrote, quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. All." So when you go to Arlington, you got your grandfather or great-grandfather and Korean War, your grandfather, I don't know, whatever age group you're in, and he's dead there, and you see the grave, and you put the flowers there, you can blame the Council of Foreign Relations for it. Woo-hoo, that's an impact. But that's exactly correct. Because these wars were set up by the Freemasons at the highest level as far back as 1873. The wars were already pre-planned. That's correct. Carried through by the generation Illuminati, carefully orchestrated, included the Lusitania, included Pearl Harbor. And you want mass murder? Churchill, again, working with FDR, planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. Family, they knew about it. Yeah, they ought to. They planned it, man. They planned it to get us into war. Knew about it. Kept everything silent. So that's what security in the military is all about. I was in the Marine Corps 12 years. I didn't learn all this in detail since actually 2006 when I was in Congo with the State Department project. I was a project manager for an intelligence project in Kisangani, Congo. And I had opportunity to reflect back on my life when I was there, to say the least. And all of a sudden, everything I've done before 2006 all started coming together like a jigsaw puzzle when I was in Kisangani in the Congo. And my eyes were opened. had nothing to do with the job necessarily. It was a project manager for Tripartite Fusion Cell. Worked for a contractor. I worked alongside MPRI. I thought that was ironic. And then my research began really of putting together what I knew from Kosovo, what I learned from Saudi Arabia dealing with anti-terrorism, then history research. I said, my gosh, this is all connected. And the jigsaw puzzle started coming together. I said, no, this is not right. And I said, oh, this is right. Oh, my gosh. And it all came together. I didn't believe in all this New World Order stuff either. I didn't. You got to be kidding me. Well, it's 100% true. It's even worse than that. You know, so when I would sit here and follow the suit of talking about Ferguson, talk about Trayvon Martin, or whatever it is going on for that day, or whatever's in the news, I'm in the dark forest hugging a tree. That's it. When I get done hugging that tree, I go to the next tree and hug it too. Maybe smooch it a little bit. And I'm tired of hugging trees. I don't like hugging trees. It's ridiculous. And that's what they want us to do, is hug trees. I'm not a tree hugger. I'm a tree climber. I want to climb that darn tree. I want to see what's on the top and what's out beyond on the horizon. To heck with the darn tree. You see. When are people going to start doing that? And I'm talking to you, this Council of Foreign Relations, because they're going to kill you. You think you're going to get away with this? No. The only people that you're working with, they're going to kill you. I mean, literally. You're going to die. Because they won't need you anymore. Same thing with the Freemasons. They're going to kill you, man. You got to get out of there and save your soul. I'm dead serious. If you do the research, you'll find out what I'm talking about. So on the canopy, here's the beginning. I'm going to give you the whole layout and see how far this goes and see what God wants me to take it. In the beginning, you see, God created the heaven and the earth and the angels who had free will. The angels had free will, you know. The angels do exist. There's no such thing as aliens. When you think, well, there's aliens out there, you better think about what you're saying. Because then you're saying, well, evolution must be true. And they must have created themselves. Now, that's a trick. Then you say, well, the universe will accept existing. Really? It self-existed itself, huh? Oh, I got that. Okay, sure. If you're an atheist and you believe that, man, you got to be numbnuts. Something's got to be wrong with you, bud. Even atheists know that nothing can create itself into something. It just doesn't work that way. And work out as perfectly as it does, you got to be kidding. Doesn't even follow today's science, as corrupted as it is anyway. They keep changing it. That's why I call it scientific theory. Scientific theory is simply them saying, we don't know really for sure. There is a God. A supernatural being that's so massively powerful, our minds not fathom it. Yet we try to. There is one heaven. Then God divided the waters. Family, you can't believe one thing. You cannot believe one thing that comes out of NASA, because they're Freemasons and they have taken a blood oath to lie to you. Isn't that right, Freemasons? Don't you take an oath, a blood oath? Yeah, if you don't, you say we don't, careful, I'll document that thing on my Facebook. I got it word for word. The three blood oaths, I got them word for word. And the oath to lie, I've got that too, word for word. Someone says, well, that's not right. Okay, fine. And I'll publish it right there. I don't care. I've done it several times. I'll do it again. So there's something about waters out there. Waters having to do with vibration, having to do with frequency, having to do with the supernatural. I don't understand it, but the Bible talks about it. But God divided the waters. It makes sense. If he divided the waters, left space, then he put the universe there. That's something my mind cannot fathom. I can read it, place it some perspective, but that's about it. Somehow he divided the waters. He made the universe, and that to sustain life, placing all the stars and bodies and the physics, quantum physics and the forces of nature, put them all to work. In other words, like you're building an aquarium to put your little fishies in there. You don't buy the fish and throw it in an empty tank and then start building the tank now, do you? If you do, oh boy, you need some help. You're going to build the aquarium first, fully, and then the last thing you're going to do is put your fishies in there. Right? Too hot? They're going to die. Might as well go ahead and eat them and call them sushi. If it's too cold, they're going to die. You got cold sushi. The last thing he created was the earth. And then to be the only planet to be able to sustain life as the universe was perfectly positioned, situated, timed, orchestrated, perfect, so life on earth could exist. Our life is so fragile. We take it for granted, our lives here on earth. You increase the temperature of your body temperature 2 or 3 degrees, no pun intended, but your brain is cooked. Too cold, you die. Not enough magnesium, something happens to your body. I mean, just a little bit. You're too much iron in your body, you got to do this. You don't have enough potassium, that's why this is happening. Man, you vary just a tiny bit. And your body's all messed up. Now you mess up the environment. Look out, Jack. Something happens bad. It don't take much. You vary the gravity just a little bit. Certain gases will either fall down, you're going to choke out, or certain gases are going to go up, you're going to asphyxiate. Something happens to the air with gravity. Gravity keeps the gases a certain level. And you change the gravity just a little bit, you're not going to survive. You think it happened by accident? You got to be kidding me. There's a God up there. He created quantum physics. Satan has had to identify it with formulas, element symbols, the formulas and algebra and all this stuff and physics and whatever, to be able to manipulate what God has created. So Satan tries to copy through his knowledge of trial and error, using energy that he has the capability of using, but only to a certain level. It's called alchemy. Trial and error. This universe, when God divided the waters and created the earth, everything had to be set up just for that. And then he created Adam from the rich dirt of the ground. The rich dirt. Dirt that you won't find anywhere else. Full of minerals. He created life. One time, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 talks about created life. One time, one man, Adam. And out of Adam, he took the DNA out of Adam for the first marriage with Eve. And somehow, through his will, his power, he took the molecules, the DNA of his rib, and from that, he created Eve. I mean, if you would think that man would write the Bible and would write the creation story, that he would say, well, he created Adam, poof, and he created Eve, poof. But you'd have two different DNAs. He didn't. God used the DNA of Adam. Who'd ever think to do that? This is actually done. That's what Moses was told by God to write. Exactly what happened. So, I'm leading up to today's news. You understand that, right? I sure am. I'm leading up to something. I'm not just giving you a Bible lesson. I'm telling you today a broadcast that deals with politics, with religion, finance, everything. This is not a religious program. This is a program of reality. It's all connected. You know, it's not said when when God created the third heaven, you have three heavens. Third heaven, the universe, as you know it, is the second heaven. And this is in the Bible. And the first heaven is earth, the physical realm. Ice, water, steam, if you want to look at it that way. Different dimensions, if you want to look at it that way. And the second heaven, where the fallen angels, the demons, fallen angels reside, there's seven principalities. It's divided up. And they're organized and ranked. There's nine orders of angels, ranked by frequency, vibration, gives them the rank. Family, they don't have insignias on their shoulders. You know, they're ranked by their frequency, vibration, because it's supernatural. Nine orders of angels. Everything I say, you don't believe me, look it up right now. Just go for it. Man, challenge everything I say. Challenge everything. You got three heavens. Third heaven's in the Bible. First heaven's in the Bible. Second heaven is inferred. It's not said in the Bible, however, how long Lucifer was the musician or the worship of angels, the worship leader. But of the few that were allowed in the throne room of God, he was one of them. He had nine stones on his body. How that worked, I don't know, but that's what the Bible says. He had nine stones, nine orders of angels. You think that was accidental? No. Nine stones, nine frequencies, vibration. Nine orders of angels would praise God in their frequency wave vibration, and that stone would receive it like an MP3 player, and then Satan would go, then Lucifer would go into the throne room, and somehow, out of that frequency vibrations he has within him, release the praises of all nine orders of angels that God could take in to be praised. The angels then had free will. I'm leading up to something. The angels had free will. They weren't made as robots. Now, how long this was before the creation of the earth, it doesn't say. I don't trust the book of Enoch. It's never written by Enoch. There's truth in the book of Enoch, but it's also written as a Gnostic book, not by Enoch, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. And that's a fact, by the way. That's another thing to be proven. It's another little side trail I'm not going to go down. But ever how long Lucifer, you know that he was looked at highly by the other angels, so he was considered to be special. Don't know how long it was for him to obtain his pride, which comes from free will, or desire to be above God, which came. Don't know when the war in heaven began or when it ended. Don't know. There's legends and so forth, but don't know for sure. Only in the King James Bible does it really show you that Satan and Lucifer are the same. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which does weaken the nation? They try to tell you that that's the king of Babylon. It's not. The other Bibles say morning star instead of Lucifer. They say day star instead of Lucifer. They do it on purpose. There's a reason why. But the true word of God says, how thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. He was Lucifer before. When he fell to the ground, it adequately and perfectly explains it in Luke 10:18, exactly who that boy is. And it says exactly. He said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Lucifer fell, then became Satan, fell as lightning. That's where you get the lightning bolts on the Nazi insignias. That's where you see a lightning bolt on somebody's insignia or decal or whatever. That is signifies Satan fallen. Lucifer became Satan. A duality. Lucifer, to the Freemasons and others, is a good guy, which is a lie. And Satan is for the bad guy. And you got witches that say we don't believe in Satan. And it's all mixed up. That's how Satan has it. I'm leading up to something. So we don't know the war in heaven when it happened. We don't know how soon before the fall, before the a man was created. Job 38:7. God is talking to Job. He says, when he created the cornerstone of the earth, the stars in heaven sang, angels, and the sons of God, fallen angels, high-level angels, jumped for joy. So they were there when the earth was created. The sons of God were the high-level angelic race that came to earth. Corrupted the daughters of men because their lust, based on their physical experience, was just too much for them. But before that, here is one of my main points. Satan, and here I'm getting to where now the point I want to make. I'm getting close to it. Satan convinced one third of the angels in heaven that had seen the realm, had seen God, or had was in the supernatural realm, worshiped God. He convinced a third of them they could rebel and win in heaven and make him God, let him reign. He convinced a third. Very convincing guy, huh? Well, it didn't go over so well. God sent him down to the universe, the second heaven, separated by water from the third heaven, never to be able to go back to the third heaven. They're divided by the waters. But there's nothing separating them from the planets that they were exiled on. You heard me right. And Earth. Because their supernatural form is on Venus, on Jupiter, on Uranus, on Saturn, Pluto, Mars, and so forth. Nine planets, nine orders of angels. Separated, divided. In supernatural form. For them to come to the first heaven, they make on a physical form. Or, supernaturally, they can channel or possess. Oh, now. You see what's going on. And that's why we have the days of the week. To worship that angel for that week. That month. That year. That holiday. That's where you get the Greek mythology. Is real. But covered over by mythology. The worship of the fallen angels is what they want for now. Going back and forth from the second heaven to the first heaven is by ritual sacrifice of human beings and life force energies they absorb to give them a physical body. They must have that physical body in order to interact with mankind. Or if they don't have enough energy from the tree of life and the Kabbalah, we're getting to it. And alchemy, then they can channel. If they have enough of life force energy from wars and death and destruction for a period of time, they can take on a physical form that must be maintained by blood, interaction. They lead mankind into continuing rebellion against God. That is what's going on today. That's still not my main point. That's the reason for all the wars. That's the reason for the evil that was residing before the flood, so they can maintain a physical form. Those supernatural beings that I've talked about in my Bible studies crave that physical experience. Even so much the legion of demons, when Jesus Christ came upon that young boy or girl, whatever it was, was a legion of demons. They asked Jesus to send them into the swine. If they can't have a human body, they'll take an animal body. Of course, it didn't work so well either. Remember? The swine ran off into the ocean and drowned off that ledge. 2,000 of them. 2,000 demons in one person. Because they're light. They're light. They're specks of light. It's a demon. Family, this is exactly what's going on today. The supernatural interaction with mankind and continued rebellion against God is what's happening today. I'm getting close to my point now. The waters separate the third heaven from the second heaven and doesn't allow them to return or to, quote, the word ascend. Ascend means they could go back to heaven. They can't do that. Jesus ascended because he's God incarnated. He could do that. They can never go back to their former home. They lost their home. Listen now. They lost their home because Satan convinced even the angels to fall away and rebel against God. Satan convinced them of that. So they got to live in this unfeeling, desolate worlds of the universe, in our universe, in our solar system, which makes up our solar system. And this is their home for the different orders of angels that have fallen. They have the mythological names, days of the week, the months, the mythology, the holidays. They pay homage to the fallen angels. That's what that's for. Every day of the week is the name of a fallen angel in the supernatural or a mythological name. And a worship of a certain angel. See, God had a plan knowing what was going to happen. It's free will, but it's a double-edged sword. He gave the angels the opportunity to weed out those who would rebel and those who would not. He separated and divided the angels that were rebellious by their own choice, by the free will they had. You see how it works? The angelic race wants the riches of the earth once again, like the life they had in Atlantis. No aliens. These are fallen angels. They want the bodies, but they got to extend the bodies. The bodies die. Imagine that. You see, God knew that if he gave eternal life to mankind, the angels could take that body and have life eternal in the physical bodies. But he gave the bodies only a certain lifespan, so the fallen angels or the demons can't occupy the bodies for long. Does that ring a bell? Now you know why you can't eat the... One of the reasons why they didn't allow Adam and Eve to eat from both trees. The agenda on earth was to foment when Adam sinned by way of trickery. So Satan tricked the angels in heaven. Satan tricked Adam and Eve. Convinced them. He'd been doing it ever since. He used flying reptile to beguile Eve. And it wasn't sex in the Garden of Eden. Arnold Murray and that crowd of Christian identity. He didn't have no sex in the Garden of Eden. That's ridiculous. So rebellion and sin turned the world over to Satan. That's what happened. He opened the portal of the second heaven, allowing the fallen angels to come into this earth. Thus began the time of the period before the flood and total evil. Manipulation of DNA, creating the dinosaurs. Manipulation of DNA through alchemy. Giants, cannibalism, evil. And by that evil, allowed the fallen angels to maintain a physical form. And then he set out to make earth his own by revolting, recreating life, plants, animals, interbreed daughters of men, creating physical abominations and evil reigned throughout. That's what happened. Angels were created beings, not begotten of the Father or in the image of God. Man was created to carry on the responsibilities of Lucifer, now who is Satan. That's why Satan hates you. Because man was created to follow on as the image of God, to carry on his word to his children, to his creation. You're taking the place of Lucifer. Now you see? That's still not my point yet. The cultures developed languages after the cultures. The different cultures as they are today actually developed after the Tower of Babel. The Chinese, white, Caucasian, black. That's another story. I'm not going to go there right now. I could explain it, but that's not part of what I'm talking about today. It was when God divided the land, and the land had an effect from the languages, which changes DNA. Long story short. And then God divided the continents in the generation of Prelig. So Genesis 10 or Genesis 11, God divided the land. You can look it up. That's when the culture started changing into what they are today, because of different positions on the earth. Had to do with the electromagnetic energy upon the DNA over a long period of time, or God changed it exactly at the same time he changed the languages at the Tower of Babel. One of the two. That's where the cultures came from. Languages were different due to the Tower of Babel. When Abraham finally came around, he lived. He's given the title of the first Hebrew Jew. He was the first Jew, to the point that God told him to move away from everybody else. He was special. Of course, then again, Ishmael had the seed of Abraham too. Now, I'm getting to the point here shortly. Abraham brought Isaac. God had to pick a race to bring the word of God to his people, to bring his gospel. Until that point, it was all pagan of some sort. So God wanted to bring his word to mankind through the chosen race of the Hebrew Jews, through starting with Abraham, number one. Then number two was Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob, 12 tribes, there you go. All 12 tribes were chosen to bring the word of God to mankind and to go and separate and go out as missionaries, if you will. That didn't work so well. Again, free will. Again, Satan is operating. The 10 tribes are separated. They're not really lost, but they were divided. Israel and Judea remained. They fought for 200 years. Satan succeeded in that point because rebellion and lust and greed. Tribe of Dan goes a little bit haywire. Oh, they end up in England because they're linked up to the 13th tribe, Queen Elizabeth II. Oh, yeah, that's another story. I'll not go down that path yet. 10 lost tribes are not really lost. You know the story there. Jeroboam and Rehoboam. So now who's going to do it? Who's going to bring the word of God to mankind? The Gentiles. Through who? The Greek. God won't stop bringing his word to mankind. So it fell upon the time of the Gentiles. The Greek, and then the English later down the road. And during the Dark Ages, the Word of God, the true Word of God, was hidden in the Alps throughout the Dark Ages. That's why they're called the Dark Ages. Because the Word of God was not out. The Vatican had their corrupted Bible from the 2nd and 3rd century, which is the basis of every Bible we have today. Origen, Jerome, Eusebius, it's all garbage. Corrupted. The real Word of God was kept in Antioch. Then kept in Alps, finally brought out in 1604. 5,000 documents brought out. collected by the King James and 47 translators. Now you see a really, really short summation. Still not done yet. Man was created to carry on the responsibility of Lucifer, now Satan. And after the flood, the cultures developed and languages were different, and due to the Tower of Babel. And when Abraham was formed, he lived and was given the title of the first Hebrew Jew, chosen by God to father Isaac and then Jacob and the 12 tribes. And they were to finally deliver the word of God to the law, to the world. Didn't work. Didn't do so well due to man's rebellion and persecution and lust and whatever else. Satan still continued on. Therefore, they were pretty much brought down to two remaining nations, fought for 200 years. The other 10 tribes scattered, and the tribe of Dan migrated north. Responsibility for bringing on God's word fell upon the Gentiles. Now, the flood before the ark, the flood, killed all of the physical abominations I've been talking about. This was the giants whose bodies died, but the spirit lived on. Energy doesn't stop. Energy continues. It goes into the abyss, or it goes to heaven if it's of God. If it's not of God, it goes in the abyss. They lost their body, but their spirits were demons, and that's what the demons you would deal with today. From the disembodied Nephilim, the giants. In other words, the sons of the fallen angels were killed by God in the flood, and they had to watch it. You know that ticked them off. To deliver the word of God fell upon mankind, whose image of God was to deliver the messenger of salvation. Satan has been the prince of the world from Adam and Eve to the cross of Calvary. Therefore, with like abilities to manifest in the flesh body in this world with copper-based DNA, by the way. He and the fallen angels reign on earth up to that point. God is using them to ferret out the evil. Once again, those who are going to follow Satan and those who are going to follow God. I'm getting really close to the point. So today, the world was supposed to be like the thousand-year millennium reign that's coming now, in the future. The world was supposed to be that way. No flags, no patriotism, no hard rock music, no golf, no football. Stuff that we say, none of that, that's going to be boring. I'll be on a cloud playing a harp. I can't stand that. See, Satan's working on us. We're created to worship God. Sing Him praises. Help and love each other with the talents you're given. I'm getting close to the point now. Make sure you get the point slightly. In the thousand-year millennium reign, which was supposed to be like we are now, but remember, the 69th week was stopped when the Jews rejected Jesus. The 70th week of the judgment is yet to happen on this earth. To bring about the thousand-year millennium. That's where the 7 years tribulation comes from. It was delayed because Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, was rejected. The Jews were scattered. Gentiles fell upon them to bring the word of God to mankind. The Vatican murdered 1,568 million. St. Bartholomew Massacre, tried their best to stop it, tried to murder Christians and those Jews that followed Jesus Christ as Christians, not Christianity, in the Colosseums, but it wasn't working because the power of God was converting those in the Colosseum. So they had to bring in Constantine to create this religion called Christianity in 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea, to contain the Christians and mislead them. Placate them, and later at the Council of Trent and somewhere there, 1200 AD, begin the mass slaughter of Christians again. The Word of God came upon me today to tell you this. How Satan operates in the background. There's no religion. No finance, no science, no philosophy, no war. During the millennium. What's supposed to be now. So part of my point is, everything going on today is based on Satan's misguidance, placating, mass murder, finance, rewards, secret societies, all that. Everything is based on Satan's plan to keep us all divided, misguided, misdirected, away from the true gospel. I mean everything. If things had worked out, say, perfectly, today we'd be in the thousand-year millennium, like it was going to be in the future. But God used that to separate, divide those with free will, because the angels in heaven were divided because of free will. They fought evil. A third of them. You see how it worked? It's happening even today. God's weeding us out. This is very important what I'm talking about. When the 7-year tribulation begins, this last 70th week of Daniel's 70th week begins, you go through the 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls, judgment. At the end of Armageddon, the evil is collected like the tares, and then begins a 1,000-year millennium reign of total peace. Satan will not be able to bring hard rock music. He will not have any flags, any countries, any patriotism. You'll be the same language. No religion, no finance, no science, none of that nonsense, no philosophy, none of that. No wars until the last part of the 1,000-year millennium reign. And that will be Gog and Magog. Satan will be released to come back to separate those that's never been tested of 1,000 year for the new culture that'll be developed. That's what that's for. So everything going on today, no exception, is for ourselves, not God. Everything. I mean everything. That's where we'll be tested today. So, another part of my point. Ha. You at the Council of Foreign Relations, you so-called 4-star generals, you 165, 190 IQ scientists, y'all being fooled awful bad. Because it's going to come down around your head about the time of the tribulations. The same Satan and Lucifer that fooled the angels of heaven, that fooled Adam and Eve, that fooled Nimrod, mankind, is fooling you today. Even Swedenborg, back in the 18th century, knew about the angels. He said that all they do is lie. Nothing they say can be believed. Swedenborg, look it up. He knew. He is a pagan anyway, but he is a universalist, universalism or whatever, that there's no hell and all this other stuff. But he did tell the truth because he spoke with the angels. Today they call them aliens or ascended masters, depending on what crock you want to believe. It's not about any religion. I mean no religions, none of them. Not Christianity, not Hinduism, Buddhism, none of that. And if you really do the study, you will find, don't believe me, challenge it. You'll find before so-called Christianity, about the 4th century, you had nothing but paganism, Mithraism, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, all kinds of ancient mystery schools of religion from Egypt and Iran and so forth. When it wasn't working, and they wanted to contain the Christians, Constantine, a pagan, first pope of the Catholic Church, well, it was a pope of some of this pontifex, later to be called the pope, bishop of bishops, whatever. called it Christianity. So they created a religion to pull in the Christians. When they tried to pass on their form of Roman Catholicism or the Vatican version of Christianity to the Arabs, they weren't accepting it in the deserts. No problem. They created a religion in the 6th century, called it Islam. Yes, the Vatican created Islam to contain the Arabs that rejected Roman Catholicism. And no problem. So then they continue on with the pagan religion, Christianity, Islam, to contain those descendants of Ishmael. That's right. That's correct. And so, a couple thousand years later, thereabouts, give or take, plus or minus, to contain the Jews and liquidate their wealth, according to Herzl's diary, they created Zionism to seek out, begin 1800s, to seek out the Jews, to find them. That's what Hitler was all about. Find those bloodlines and kill them, man. We can't have them coming up 144,000. Kill them off. Because the Third World War, planned in 1871, 1873, by Albert Pike, the Third World War, yet to happen, the real one, not the fake one they're coming up with now, is between Islam and Zionism to fight to complete exhaustion, and the rise of the Holy Roman Empire will come up as default winner. That's where the Antichrist will be. So who's Islam? Ishmael, offspring of Abraham. Who's Zionists? Connected with Jews, offspring of Jacob and Isaac, to fight each other. Is that not a slap in the face of God? Yeah. And who's going to rise up as default? The old Roman Empire is the beast. And what religion? It'd be the original, the New Age, or paganism before Christianity. Christianity will just change over to what it was before, the old pagan religions. That's what's going to happen. It's planned. It's coming. They got to demonize Islam. They got to demonize the Jews. They got to create all this over in the Middle East to foment this plan. They can't go outside the Bible. They don't have that power. So you Joint Chief of Staff boys up there, you congressmen, you whatever you are, you Freemasons, Knights of Malta, do you realize you're being played for fools? You're playing right in the hands of the supernatural. You're following the same line that the threat of angels did, the same line that Adam and Eve did, the same line that mankind did, except the paganism and the Vatican. You're following right in line, just like all the rest, heading right down that chute, right straight to hell. Because you're given rewards. You're given money. You're given position. Your ego is being boosted up. Do you feel like a fatted calf getting ready for slaughter? You should, because you are. You're being warned. You know that Shakespeare was partially right. Shakespeare was an avatar, by the way. I got it documented in a Illuminati textbook. No kidding. Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz tells you Martin Luther, that hammered the 92 or 97 thesis, whatever. He was an avatar. He was a Jesuit working for the Roman Catholic Church behind the scenes. So that John Calvinhead with Calvinism, that nonsense. They all work for the Vatican. They're Jesuits. Jesuit in disguise. But see, Shakespeare was also one. Sir Francis Bacon was one. Oh, there's a bunch of them. Lincoln was one. But he wasn't a Freemason. They're going to use Lincoln. Oh, man, I can just go on and on about this. But Shakespeare was partially right, though. But also wrong in many areas. The whole world is not just a stage. The whole world is Satan's sandbox. And we as humans are his subjects or instruments. Until you become born again, you're no longer one of his. We are and have been what we could say or call lab rats since Nimrod till today. And the only way to get out of the dark forest is to climb that tree and see the light of Jesus and yell from the top of the tree, I want to be saved. Otherwise, stay down there and hug that tree. Satan uses all his way to fool us, pull us away, and keep us from climbing that tree. Children can and are possessed in a lot of cases, unfortunately, due to the curse of the parents involved in Freemasonry, witchcraft, seances, Ouija boards, movies, rock and roll music. Y'all getting it now? When a child has a dream and talks about seeing Jesus, you better ask that child what was really told. Don't assume that's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because remember, a curse can be passed down four generations. And what does each generation always have? Children. Satan will use all means possible. So if Satan fooled the angels in heaven, Adam and Eve, the Jews, to disband God's plan, tried to kill Jesus and failed, tried to wipe out the Christians and failed, fooled man ever since in secret societies. I got a question for y'all smart people out there that's in the government. Just how smart are you? Are you on a 0-15 team, or are you going to be on an undefeated? You going to go against the Creator? You're going to lose. If you had a winning side, you'd already have the New World Order now, wouldn't you? But I know for a fact that y'all failed in 1700s. I know for a fact y'all failed in 1860s. I know for a fact you failed in World War I, the war to end all wars. You failed. World War II, you failed. 1960s, you failed again. 1972, 74, you failed. 1980s, you failed. In 1999, you failed again. It's going to come around, the placating time of a global financial reset. A prosperity period that's going to placate you again. And then, no pun intended, all hell is going to break loose. It's called the Second Seal. And a real World War III between Islam and Zionism. The Old Roman Empire will rise up. They'll march into Jerusalem 3.5 years after the peace and prosperity. The world will be in chaos and make a big mistake. They'll march into Jerusalem. He'll declare himself to be God. And it's all over. The first trumpet will sound. Those trumpets will sound off. And then it's all God. You won't blame it on harp. You won't be able to blame it on some bipolar earth or whatever they want to call it, because they won't have anything to blame on anything, because they won't have no technology. God will destroy it all. You'll have no way to control the weather of God or earthquakes or anything else. You'll see supernatural. And the first trumpet brings on the God, his judgment upon this earth. You remember, everything has happened at that point. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because you depend on science. Science will be no more. These are cold, hard facts coming at you. Now, when it starts, nobody knows. They're trying to figure it out. That's why Satan wants to get inside Christians by causing them to put curses on themselves by these methods I've been talking about. Because he don't know. The preparatory work of the externalization, what does that mean? That means the fallen angels are internalized. They're hidden. They're hiding like the cowards that they are. But when they have total control, they're going to have what's called externalization of the hierarchy when they come out of their hiding places. And the population will be ready to accept them as so-called aliens. Externalization of the hierarchy. Alice Bailey. In the fifth seal, and the stars will fall from heaven. That'll be the fallen angels. The preparatory work of the externalization, as they call it, falls into three phases, by the way, or stages, if you want to call it that. They got it all identified here. And they have a date, 2025. Of course, that's according to what God decides. The present stage, the first one, is where a few isolated disciples and initiates scattered all over the world are doing the task of destruction, plus the enunciation of their principles from the New Age movement, wars, and so forth. Fallen angels working among mankind. They're preparing the way for the first organized body of their disciples and initiates coming from certain rays, ashram, they call it, like science and politics and so forth. Wesak Festival is very important for them. Not too many people talk about how evil that Wesak Festival really is. It's like Woodstock on steroids. Satan himself, Sanat Kumara, in the New Age name, shows up there. They use New Age names. El Moria, Saint Germain, Sanat Emmanuel, Rekuzi, Hilarion. They got these stupid names of fallen angels that they come as masquerading. Hilarion is the one that controls North American continent and principalities. Called Hilarion. Yeah. This is true. The first stage is a preparatory. The second stage is the stage of the first real externalization to externalize, become public, upon a large and organized scale. We could consider it disclosure, will succeed after the first stage is complete. These disciples, initiates, will be the first real builders of the new world order, of the new civilization, the new culture they've developed, starting in America. Diversified DNA, since 1425 A.D. Family, y'all see how long this is, how detailed this is? You know, members of the hierarchy, fallen angels and their initiates, they have in their textbook, it says, quote, whether working in the early stages or later, when the true externalization takes place, will work as members of the human family and not as proclaimed members of the kingdom of God or as souls known to us as the hierarchy. They will appear in office of some kind or another. They will be current politicians, businessmen, financiers, religious teachers, or churchmen. They will be scientists, philosophers, college professors, and educators. They will be mayors of cities and the custodians of the public ethical movements. The spiritual forceness of their lives, their clear, pure wisdom, which is debatable, the sanity and the modern acceptiveness of their proposed measures in any department in which they choose to function will be so convincing that little impediment will be set by their way of their undertaking. Be the foundation of New Age methods. That's documented, by the way. The second stage the hierarchy will take over control of the present physical plane, subjective as well as objectively. The direction of human affairs will be controlled. The stage of hierarchical appearance is dependent upon the effective service of the first group of the isolated, hard-working disciples that the senior members. The second group will take over from them, and their work will be of instituting a more unified preparation for the return of the Christ. That's not Emmanuel. See, the first group prepare humanity for the possibility. The second group prepare for the return itself. They will build for the future, will arise out of the wreckage of the past. Family, this is everything going on today. It's based on what I'm telling you. The second group will implement the new religion. And by the time they come into the control of the old theological activities, they've been completely broken. Buddhism will be spreading and become increasingly dogmatic. Christianity will be in a state of chaotic divisions and upheavals. Any bells going off? Unquote. Quote, when this takes place and the situation is acute enough, which I don't see acute at all, but acute enough, the Master Jesus, that would be Sananda Manuel or Yeshua, will take certain initial steps toward reassuming control of his church. The Buddha will send two trained disciples, there's your witnesses, fake ones, to reform Buddhism. Other steps will be taken in the Department of Religions and of Education, over which the Christ rules. He will move to restore the ancient spiritual landmarks, to eliminate that which is not essential, Freemasons, and to reorganize the entire religious field, again in preparations for the restoration of the mysteries. Then restored, will unify all faiths. Unquote. Do y'all get that? That's happening now. Groups of spiritually minded, quote, groups of spiritually minded financiers who were conscious members of all ashrams. The ashrams are your politics, your religion, your finance, your arts, and all that. That's the ashrams. Will take hold of the world changes, all these activities, built upon a preparatory work of the first group, are also preparatory in nature. And the third level, this stage, wherein Christ and the masters of wisdom, family, that's the fallen angels, the demons of the high level, let's call them what they are, can make public appearance and begin to work publicly, openly, and outwardly in the world of men. Family, that's disclosure of the alien lie that's coming this way. Continuing, the time of their coming will be dependent upon the success of the work undertaken by the first two groups. It is not possible for me, the writer of the book here, to prophesy amid this matter. So many factors are involved. Oh. The rapidity with which the forces of restoration and of resurrection can rehabilitate the world. Responsiveness of advanced humanitarians, intelligentsia, to the opportunity to rebuild, to recreate, reorganize the factors which the new culture and the new civilization will demand. They don't know how long it's going to take. They don't know. Could it be because God's in control and has been keeping them back all along? The three stages that they brought about, the Aquarian Age, Helena Blavatsky, preparatory, 1875 to 1890. After that was Alice Bailey. Intermediate stage was 1919 to 1949. And Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey were both channeled by fallen angels Saint Germain and El Moria. So they killed Blavatsky early 1891, when they were done with her. Second stage was intermediate 1919 to 1949. They killed Alice Bailey in 1949 when it was over. That's when she died. And then the revelatory stage was like 30 years later, after 1975. And that was to be given on a worldwide scale, beginning with radio. That's when Michael Aquino invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975. That's when they came out with Shirley MacLaine and movies saying, I am God, and so forth. It all changed. They moved to the next level. I'm telling you what their plans are. These are the plans coming down. You know, this is not theory. It's what they're doing. even talks about the three departments having 35 Kumaras, 35 fallen angels. And of all these departments rules Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara is a New Age name for guess who? Lucifer. Oh, yeah. It talks about the departments. Teaching department, beginning of the founding of the hierarchy. Head was a great Kumara, not a Camaro. K-U-M-A-R-A, Kumara. The head of the department was Buddha, who incarnated as Vaisya. At the time, he founded the religion of Hindus. We're also told that he was Hermes in Egypt. He was given the religion of light. He then reappeared as Zoroaster, Zoroastrianism in Persia, gave the religion of fire. Occult transition and tradition also says in Greece he appeared as Orpheus and founded the Orpheal mysteries. There is your source. At the present, 1977, he is head of the second department in Christ. And this is not Jesus Christ. Who in the Orient is called Bodhisattva. Or the Lord Maitreya. Successor of the Lord Buddha. In the past, he appeared as Krishna. He is a world teacher. The teacher of the angels and men. And when he reappears, he's going to be given the religion of the 6th and 7th subraces of the present Aryan root race. All this comes together in their textbook. People only knew. It tells you in their New Age terminology, when you know the truth, you can see through their lies. And how they're lying to their initiates with all this mumbo jumbo. It's amazing how they operate. I don't go too deep into it because you get caught up in it, you get lost. You know how they do this? How they come inside people? Through yoga, sutras, incarnation, the physical plane incarnating in human bodies, by the drugs, release of astral consciousness. When it happens, by drugs, different drugs bring in different demonic entities inside the body. That's why the drugs work. Words of power are creation by speech. Method of mental plane by your speech of words, incantations. Words open up portals. By intense desire, like lust, death, murder, killing, intense desire to want to get something, opens up portals. And by meditation. And not the same thing as prayer meditation at all. That's what yoga is all about. People don't know that. I don't know if y'all know, but I'm exposing a whole lot right now. Quite a bit of what they don't want released. And what to stay away from. What to pray against. What to expose. Some other areas in their textbook. So they have to have these books. I discovered one of them and I bought the darn thing. And it was like, I couldn't believe it. You know, they got what's called the black arts or black art magic and all this nonsense stuff, but like the alchemy uses color, sound, special incense, movement, yoga, feelings, thoughts, alphabets, elements, karma of others, all kinds of just stuff they've quantified for their use. And it's quite amazing. Your pyramids attract different energies. Your five-pointed star, your Star of David, that's used for witchcraft. They use the Wesak Festival. Family, this stuff just goes and goes. And the highest level of Freemasonry, they know about this. Lowest level, they don't realize it. Another way they control people is through direct incarnation by means of physical birth through infants, appropriation of a suitable vehicle or body, or direct creation by act of will. It also talks about, in Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, on page 412, that the, quote, Master Jesus, unquote, will take a physical vehicle, that's a body, and with certain of his cellas, that's those that's been part of the New Age movement since birth, will effect a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. And they'll break down the barrier between the Episcopal and the Greek churches from the Roman. They're bringing back together. All this is supposed to take place in the 1980s, but it failed to happen. Because they're not in charge. God is. Now, with all that being said, I know I've loaded you down with a bunch of stuff here, but it's all documented. And it's to be given to the bad guys out there, the Council of Foreign Relations and the Freemasons and the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and whoever else is involved in witchcraft, that you're going to lose. You're being placated. You're being fooled. I mean, how dangerous can a pink Ouija board be? You think the color changes the evil of that Ouija board? No. It just makes it more enticing to use, and it disarms it. It's just as deadly as if you had a pink 9mm pistol. Literally, because it causes suicides among the youth. It does bring demons to your house. And they're not leaving till you deliver them out of there, and they're not teaching you how to deliver. And spiritual warfare. You're not being taught that in the churches by design. Now, it's taking me an hour and a half to get to the point that we are as lab rats on this earth until the time Jesus Christ actually comes. In every sense of the word. So this thing at Fukushima, this thing at Ferguson, all this Trayvon Martin and Bundy Ranch and all this is trees in a much bigger picture. The situation at Ferguson, Missouri, is to test out just how apathetic we've become. They want to know. They do these things all the time to test us, to see. Because being lab rats that we are here on this earth for the time being, it takes, they've learned through trial and error and the hierarchy, now you know who the hierarchy is, that it takes 250 years to enslave a nation and them like it. Now, it goes in 9 phases. They put us in phase 1. You place the culture of some kind, whatever it is, in some sort of bondage, slavery, suppression, whether it's political, religious, or usury, whatever. You decide, you determine it by investigating the culture and tearing it apart. Phase 1 is put them into some sort of bondage. Whether it's the white guys, white boys, as Europe was religious bondage. Then the second one was the blacks, put them in physical bondage. The women, you can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't vote. That's bondage. This was done on purpose to set up the feminist movement. Done on purpose for the civil rights movement. Done on purpose for the Reformation. You see what happened? Every single time. Y'all being played. Phase 2, if they pass through that, they'll develop a spiritual faith. Because you feel bondage, you feel repressed, oppressed, down, beaten, downtrodden, etc. That's what it's for. It works. Then they run them to phase 2. Phase 2, they develop a spiritual faith, a movement of some kind, or a religion, to give them courage. So if they're a pagan nation, you develop one for them, like Christianity or Scientology or New Age or Jehovah's Witness or Hare Krishna or whatever it is. Depends on the culture. You develop it for them. Give them a savior. Family, this has been pre-planned. This is what Muhammad was all about. This is what Joseph Smith, Marietta Baker, the whole nine yards, they set them up. Satan copies God's original. You see what's going on? Then the third phase, once they have this movement, whether it's Bali Kamtar for the Albanians, or whether it's Aslan for the Mexicans, or whether it's Fight for Freedom and the white folk and the black folk in the Revolutionary War, or whether it's the Civil Rights Movement or Emancipation Proclamation for the blacks, they always have that movement that will galvanize them together, always in the planning process is produced for them. This is not accidental. They develop great courage. If not, they'll form an interactive movements or train speakers to incite them, to shame them to action. It always works in every day, every way. It always works. Number four, phase four, comes a call to freedom. Liberty, July 4th, civil rights, Bolshevik Revolution, French Revolution, you name it. They always create it. It's all been done. Everything has been pre-planned ahead of time. Phase five, now the Goyim have freedom as allowed. They allow them to have an abundance. Thanksgiving, yeah, food channel, families on TV with food and smiles, and our 1940s, 1950s, look at the TV programs. For goodness sakes, it's no accident. It's to placate us. Now they have an abundance, and it comes in Illuminati as Freud's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Food, clothing, shelter, safety, security, social needs, then high esteem, then comes self-realization. Ain't life beautiful? I think I'll write a poem today and drink some lemonade or just play some golf. That's what it's all about. Phase six, we're not done. Now the people will do it themselves. They will develop a type of selfishness to keep what they have, not share it with neighbors or friends or other countries, etc. Give me more of what I've already got. Hey, don't get in my line ahead of me. Go to the rear. It's the last one. How about that woman? And oh, yeah, that's coming up, Black Friday. Oh, they're going to 5 days now, aren't they? Oh, not just one day, now 5 days. You know what one woman did in a, I forget what it was, man. People get killed in these things. Oh, she carried a stun gun with her. They had like 10 doodad dolls or some whiz bang something, 10 for some whatever. Man, this woman was, she was tasing people to get these items. People stomp all over each other for that one day of Black Friday. It's like a herd of buffalo to water in the desert. For what? For a Barbie doll? Come on. For some whiz-bang new toy or something? People kill each other for these things. Hey, man, give me that jacket. I'm going to kill you, old butt. Hey, give me that jacket, brother. I'm going to kill you. Hey, boy, let me have those boots over there. Yeah, whatever. You know, what are we doing here to each other? What is it? What about that? You know the KKK, the Black Panthers, Aryan, whatever they are, all of them, they work for the same people and they don't even know it. How about that? Of whom we sow discord. Phase seven. Then they target the culture, becomes complacent, apathetic. Life is bad. So what? Don't worry, be happy. Bob Marley was hired by the Illuminati, and he works for them. A lot of the singers are. They murdered him when he stopped. He's another one they killed. The music plays a big part to consolidate us and to placate us, as does TV, novels, sports to distract, blood games, mixed martial arts. Bob Marley worked for the Illuminati. He got away from them. They killed him, too. Remember what the song? Thought the world would be happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He went on against the Illuminati like John Todd, like Bill Cooper, like all the rest of them. Look up John Todd, Illuminati, and rock and roll. Once you research Illuminati and their evil work, then read about Bob Marley, enemies, and Bob's message. It will make perfect sense to you. They shot him 6 times. He survived. You know, Bob Marley, how long shall they kill our prophets? Why the Illuminati killed Tupac, Barry Jennings, JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, the list, Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband. The Black Panthers of the 60s and the new Black Panther Party of today are CIA-controlled. The KKK is FBI Masonic-controlled, and the Tea Party was born of Ron Paul, a Rosicrucian, and the Council of National Policy. And the CFR that's linked up to the Council of National Policy by the so-called Christian right wing. Ding, ding. Palin, LaHaye, Pat Robinson, he's a third-degree Mason, James Dobson, Chuck Missler, Derek Prince, donations thanks to Blackwater Ownership, Oliver North, traitor with Knights of Malta, JFK, happened, they died, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Biggie, the list is long of those that died, those that lived, worked on the other side. Phase 8, they'll develop a dependency on the system. Social insurance, unemployment, food stamps, FEMA camps, FEMA trailers, social programs, unauthorized bank loans for homes that allow them to take the homes. They check these stages' development by statistics of unemployment claims, foreclosures, social security claims. They check how far are we on these stages. Depressions, recessions, inflationary periods are set up ahead of time, conducted or orchestrated at will. Stock crashes, stock increases, whenever they want to. That's how they do it. The evidence for this scam is irrefutable. No college professor will ever tell you this, but none can challenge this assertion. They'll lose. Huh. Now, for us in the United States, the communist system was designed by Masons along with fascism and Nazism in the 1850s. Karl Marx just plagiarized the document given to him by a Mason named Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR. After 1841, Clinton Roosevelt wrote, or actually plagiarized, the document from Adam Weishaupt, 1700s. Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized the document, called it the science of government founded on natural law. Surprise! History books are full of bunk. Clinton Roosevelt then was the ancestor to FDR. Another traitor and Mason. Let's not talk about the truth concerning Pearl Harbor now. And Clinton Roosevelt passed his document, Science of Government Founded on Natural Law, 1841, to Karl Marx to write the Communist Manifesto, 1848, by design and agreeable and planned. So the communist KGB put into effect, along with a study by Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in London under the Royal Institute of International Affairs. And the four-phase program to destroy the United States in a 40-year program starting in the 1960s, actually 1945, was demoralization, which takes about 20 to 25 years, give or take, anti-war, hippie, drugs, brought into the country by CIA, Latin America, Vietnam, free love, New Age religion, the rock and roll music. It's all groovy, man. The Beatles and rock and roll, played by Tavistock out. Change the TV programs, the school system, liberal thinking, Alinsky. This is not by accident, but careful planning. After demoralization process, they check it. How far are we? They develop a plan called destabilization. Now you can destabilize them. It takes about 2 to 5 years. Reagan set up FEMA, Rex 84. REX is, by the way, a Masonic lower grade ranking. Yeah. Number four was a plan or a crisis. They developed some crisis, some false flag. 6 weeks lasted longer than expected. Desert Storm, Bush declaring on September 11th, 1991. Oklahoma City, April 19th, 1995. Timothy McVeigh. A day of satanic blood sacrifice. Several bombs were already placed in the Oklahoma City bombing. Bombs were already there. Went off at the same time. 1996, attack on World Trade Center. Guess what? 9-1-1. Planned September 11th, 1966. Government planned and orchestrated Y2K. Supposed to take off in 1999. Was supposed to be a destabilizing factor. The Russians, in fact, were prepared to launch missiles. Were supposed to be in World War III by 1999. We're on a 10 or 14 year extension by the will of God only. They've not been able to execute a crisis yet. Then the fourth stage is normalization, the final phase of their 40-year plan to complete the 200 Illuminati plan to the steps I've been describing so far. And then phase nine, yeah, back on bondage or slavery, martial law and dictatorship. Progressives in the United States were told by the European Illuminati not to rush it. Don't hurry it up. Hitler was rushing it, as he was half Jewish by Rothschild, second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, of course, and Queen Elizabeth II. They're all second cousins. The Merovingian bloodline, all of them are. Hitler came over here in 1946. He never killed himself. That's about a planning process with 10 years overdue, maybe 14 years. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how they've infiltrated into religion and education in more detail. But you know, they're not done yet. God in prayer, surrendered to Jesus, became because the trumpets are going to sound. The trumpet of God is not the seven trumpets of the tribulation. Yeah. See, Satan Lucifer will come as a leader, a prince of peace, after the Maitreya. The one calling himself Yeshua, Sadan Emmanuel, Krishna, Bodhisattva, Imam Mahdi are all one and the same. They're not telling you that yet. The Antichrist will be on the Merovingian bloodline. They'll convince people of his blood type by this lie about the Ark of the Covenant that Ron Wyatt came out with, and the lie about the shroud, which is a fake and a fraud, that the blood obtained matches the blood of the Antichrist. That's coming. They'll say the misguided belief that Jesus didn't die on the cross, that he married Mary Magdalene, that lie's coming. And they had children. The Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, later Freemasons, are there to protect the royal bloodline. So they think, but they're being lied to as well. So there you have it. People have little clue as to what the big picture really is. So you think I worry about Ferguson? No. They're testing out to see how far apathetic the people are. They're testing the stages, family. I'm getting a little tired, though, trying to climb a greased flagpole. You know, they're putting their faith in man and not 100% chance that man will fail. There is. They listen to people like other folks, we'll say, talking about armed revolution and the bankers did it and the Jews did it and all this other nonsense. They forget that Jesus Christ is in control. You know the definition of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. We failed in Revolutionary War. We never left the status of being a colony. We're still a colony today. We won the battles, but lost every single war behind the scenes. We won the battles. We lost the wars behind the scenes. So God will get their attention and soon. He'll let them know and declare, I am God. See, Bluebeam, Project Bluebeam, will see my TV show. I felt I had to talk to y'all about this today. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk about some news. what's behind the news. I gave you background the past 2 days. And we'll speak about the Pope Francis. Well, look at there. Calls for redistribution of wealth. Oh, imagine that. And the Pope and the Catholic Church are splitting up. You think they might be re-spiritualizing? Yeah. Same-sex marriage are sweeping the United States. Anna Kendrick says people have to fight back and own the word feminist. Oh, they are pushing the button. Let me tell you what. Not just LGBT issues, quote, why hundreds of congregations made final break with mainline denominations. You see a split in the church coming or what? You know, in London, they don't have Ferguson or Bundy. They've got student protesting over tuition fees in the scuffle of police. Everywhere they've got some trigger. So it's not just America, man. They're doing it nationwide. They're doing it worldwide. They got to figure out what it is in this state, this country, this culture that's going to cause them to come together and fight so we can bring order. And homosexuality, we've talked about in Bible study, was by a perverse spirit, as is adultery and everything else. Well, now they're saying, 26th of November, homosexuality may have evolved in humans because it helped us bond, scientists say. Scientists are really smart folks, aren't they? Yeah, scientists are really, really smart. As long as they're getting paid right and they have a blood oath where they're going to lie anyway. Like NASA. You see how it works? You can't trust scientists because scientists is part of the Ashram race. They're part of how they control people. They lie, family. Come on now. How long are you going to accept their lies? I'm done with it. I'm exposing everything I can. Before I got to go, and I got to go right now. Family, that was my whole epiphany for today. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about a little bit more, and on Friday too, and we'll keep on going. More detail tomorrow. Remind y'all, we're played up in highportradio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcast and Bible studies. And highpointradio.net, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. He has sponsors in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See if y'all can use our sponsors. And give a good word for John there. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com, where I have archives. And I put my broadcast in MP3. I send them out. And I just keep it simple. Sort of. So, family, I appreciate y'all stopping by today. Any questions or points to bring up, you can contact me at the Facebook. The somehow or another, the website, I haven't figured it out yet. The website email's not working. Something funny about it. So you can contact me at the Facebook. Watch for Jesus. Family, today I covered some heavy stuff, to say the least. I wasn't really sure what I was going to say. I just let it fly. And I gave you the great big picture, climbing out of the canopy of that forest. That's the big picture. Everything else is a tree. Well, I'm not going to be a tree hugger. I'm going to climb out of that canopy. I want to see the light. And the light is Jesus Christ, being born again. And they're attacking that too now, by the way. That you're only born again when Jesus Christ comes back and then you're changed. Well, they got, like David Pack is talking about that nonsense. Family, you can't trust anybody. That's the point I'm making today. They control everything. We're like lab rats here for the time being. Climb out of it. See the light of Jesus. Because heaven is the end result. And it's real. It's dimension. It's physics. This is a test. Whose side you're on. Climb out of the forest. Into the light. Seek the truth of Jesus. His truth is contained in the King James Bible. And there's no other. Falling away is coming. Don't be a part of it. Family, y'all have a good day. And tonight, Bible study on my website, 8 to 9. And we just keep on trucking. And otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. God bless and good night. This is your watchman, signing off.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide.
I am with you every day.